The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
All right, topic number three.
The Los Angeles Times e-board thinks that rich school districts shouldn't be allowed to raise external funds for their students. Do you agree?
So here's the situation. You see this in other cities. The wealthy side of town, in this case it was Malibu, PTA raises a ton of money, like $2,000 per kid. They use it for all kinds of stuff in the school, music teacher, you know, lower class sizes, the whole shebang. Across town and the other poor side of town, they can't raise as much money. People say this is inequitable. What do you say about this?
I say it's inequitable, but that's the way the world works. And this gives lie to all those folks on the left who say, look, we're not about trying to bring down the top. When you're trying to prohibit parents from raising additional funds to help educate your kids, you are absolutely trying to bring down the top.
Yeah. All right. But both of us have signed manifestos to support weighted student funding, for example. I mean, I like the idea of equitable funding. I think it doesn't make sense.
And do you want to prohibit the schools or parents from then being able to spend additional dollars on their kids?
That's the thing, right? I mean, can we be honest about that? I mean, the only way you get to equity is by putting a cap. And then some states have done that. In Kansas, there was a lawsuit because a wealthy suburban district wanted to spend more money, wanted to raise more money. The taxpayers were willing, and the state law did not allow them to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it to court, and they did not win. So there's an example of a law, you know, tying their hands. And I don't know. There's a real tension here. Now, you know, one compromise in these situations with the PTAs, this happens in D.C. and some other places, is to say, okay, if you're going to raise all this money, you need to have some kind of sister school across town. So in D.C. it would be in Anacostia. And so half the money you raise has to go to them.
Or you can pay a luxury tax. I mean, right, this is how the NBA does it. If you pay over a certain threshold, some of that money then gets put into a pot that gets shared with others.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be perfectly comfortable with LAUSD saying, look, you know, over some threshold of dollars, mm-hmm. you've got, you know, there's some fixed amount that's got to be shared back with the general kitty, which will be, that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but what you hear from some of these folks is, look, we don't want to allow these parents to voluntarily go out and get additional dollars to put into their kids' schools. I just find that, you know, the absolute kind of pinnacle of wanting to bring the top down.